This is an executive summary of 721 Exchange versus 1031 Exchange, which one fits? Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. The 721 Exchange and the 1031 Exchange are often discussed as if they were two flavors of the same thing, because both let a real estate owner defer capital gains tax. But they pull in opposite directions. A 1031 exchange keeps you indirectly own real estate that you can exchange again and again. A 721 exchange moves you out of direct ownership and into units of a real estate investment trust, usually for good. Understanding that difference, and the one-way door at the heart of it, is the key to knowing which belongs in your plan, and when. A 1031 exchange, named for Section 1031 of the Tax Code, lets you sell real property held for investment or business and defer the capital gains tax and depreciation recapture by reinvesting the proceeds into like-kind replacement real estate. You continue to own real estate directly, the gain rides along in your carried-over basis. Crucially, you can repeat the maneuver indefinitely, rolling from property to property across decades, and if you hold the final property until death, your heirs may receive a stepped-up basis that erases the deferred gain. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.